Why isn't she waking up? I said.
I have to use another one,
said Jamie. He shot another arrow and a golden glow spread over Rachel, and she started breathing normally again. A grin spread over our faces.
Thanks,
said Rachel.
Oh, my book!
Her book had been singed and blackened, thanks to the potion.
It's okay,
she said.
We still have Celestine's paintbrush and the arrows.
Yes,
true,
said Thunder.
But the sun has just risen, and on the third day, so we must best be going.
We traveled as far as we could, stopping for only short breaks. We traveled another 35 miles, clearing 70 of the 100. We slept and Thunder kept watch, not ignoring anything this time. The next morning, our legs were sore, but we kept pushing on, since we only had 2 more days.